Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
Mark chapter number 14. How many of you remember which book did we read in the morning? Eh? Come on, class. Zella, is the... Luke 13. All right. Look at 13. Mark chapter 14. I'm just pulling his leg from verse 57. New Living Translation once again. I've fallen in love with the New Living Translation because it captures the essence of what we wanted to communicate during this weekend. It says, finally, some men stood up and gave this false testimony. Some men stood up and gave this false testimony. We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without human hands. This is where we are borrowing our title from, the last statement of that verse, verse 59. But even then, they didn't get their stories straight. Even then, they didn't get their stories straight. Tell your neighbor once again and say, get your story straight. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Your word is alive. It is powerful. It will never return to you void. It will prosper in what you have sent it for. May your word have its free course in this place and prevail. May, O God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your word tonight be confirmed with signs and with wonders. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. We have already established, Bazalwane, from our morning session that there is power in storytelling. You and I, we were challenged this morning that even as we are the children of God, even as we are the church, we need to develop the ability to tell our stories or to tell stories, because there is power in storytelling, especially if you are going to tell your own life story, your own personal life story, because akekho umuntu ongakuphikisa, you were there, you lived that life, you had those experiences, and you are the better person who can share with the whole world what you have experienced. Alibonga kamalengosi bazalwane. Your personal experiences, like we said, they have many lessons that we can learn from. So that as we listen to you, we can hear, we can learn, we can understand, and so that we can be able to live our lives with those lessons in mind. When somebody takes their time to share the story of their life with you, you need to understand that they are positioning you for success. They are sharpening you. They are helping you to understand what this life is all about. There is a man in the Bible that I'm sure we know of in the book of Mark chapter number 5. The Bible tells us how he was demon possessed. And when Jesus showed up in his city, he saw Jesus from a distance. We know the story. He started worshiping him, but Jesus delivered him from the demons. He set him free. He was delivered. But take note, because of the miracle that he experienced, the Bible tells us that he then wanted to be with Jesus. He wanted to go with Jesus everywhere Jesus went. But we see, strange enough, in Mark 5:19, Jesus' response, it says Jesus did not permit him. All of a sudden, all the other people, he was telling them, follow me. But this particular one, the Bible says, even when he voluntarily wanted to follow him, he did not permit him. But instead, he says to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. So in other words, Jesus was simply saying, it will not help that much for you to follow me around because there are people who are going to miss out on how you were set free, how God has had compassion on you. You can be able to go back to your family and share your experience with Jesus Christ. Are we here, Bazalwane? Amen. We all know that even the woman who poured oil on Jesus Christ and people were not happy. Judas was not happy. And they were trying to stop her. Jesus pauses and tells them that leave her alone because what she is doing, she's also maybe preparing me for my burial, he says. And he says to them, everywhere the gospel is preached, this story must be told. Instantly, that miracle or that gesture of how this woman saw value in Jesus Christ and worshipped him the way that she did, Jesus saw that this story qualifies to be part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is an aspect of the gospel that this story will help us to know and to understand. So each and every one of us, we must be observant in our lives. We must take stock of the things that God continues to do in our lives and do what? And go back home and share those stories. Go back to our friends and share those stories. Get back to our colleagues and share those stories. Why? Because people are going to be exposed at what God is able to do. Are we together, Bazalwane? It was Ira Glass who said, great stories happen to those who can tell them. So in other words, if I want to position myself for great things to happen in my life, I must be willing not to hold any of the things that God is doing in my life back or to myself. I must make it very clear that I will always be quick. I will always give God the glory for all the things that he is doing in my life. So in other words, God every day is looking for candidates who can be able to receive or to experience miracles from him, so that he can give them content for their story. Because when I am telling my story is not supposed to be theoretical. It is not supposed to be just empty words. Over and over again. And sometimes it used to frustrate me because, years ago, I circle any into that we have pursued God for currently so that God can perform a miracle and so that we can be able to tell our story. Are we here, Bazalwane? Yes. I remember we used to, even emasonto when we compete ngobufakaz. During those times. We are in for it. People used to say all sorts of things. They were trying to be deep. They were trying to be complicated. They were trying to get attention. And they will tell stories. There's this one classic one I had many years ago. That's why Bazalwane ngitshela ukuthi kunesikhathi la ngadecide khona ukuthi ematibelweni ngiyabonga. Ngoba as abazalwane siyadlala ematibelweni. Angiyazi le nto esiyenzayo. Well, that's my personal opinion. You don't have to agree with me. And it's okay if you don't agree. That's just me. Because I would sit down and listen to people saying things. Kono munye wasukuma wathi bazalwane igama lami ngosibani bani and isibongo sami nguKristu. Ngasiyeka lesibongo sala emhlabeni ngoba sinezinto eziningi ngathatha lesa kaKristu. Ngathi mina how I am finding out for the first time ukuthi uKristu isibongo. Ngathi why ngathi we awubheka umekhelwane umcheck ukuthi ngathi uyasola gala kulodama. I was shocked. I mean, and not only those stories, many other stories that people will tell. Abanye, that's why I'm saying, omunye umbona sasukuma ukuthi, yay. No, we better brace ourselves. Ngoba izinto ezizophuma lapha. But God wants to give us genuine encounters with him. He wants us to believe him for real and genuine supernatural encounters, to believe him for something that is genuine and sincere, that when we talk about it, people are going to be convinced about our stories. We must be willing to write down and tell our stories. And the Lord will do what? He will do great things in our lives. Take note, not just the good things. Even the bad things that have happened in your life are part of your story. Share those experiences. Maybe as you are sharing that experience, there is somebody who is going through the same thing that you are going through. And share how God has saved you and delivered you even from those horrible experiences. Share your journey. Don't be afraid. It's part of your story. Say, unpleasant experiences, they are part of my story. Because some of us, we want to hide the fact that we were afraid sometimes. We were distressed sometimes. We were confused. We were troubled. I mean, last night I was sharing about the story of Jesus Christ, that before he was crucified, what he went through. And they captured it for us. They left it in the Bible so that we will know that now you, Jesus, suffered distress. He got into deep distress. The Bible says he began to be troubled and distressed in his heart. And he told his disciples, he said, hey, gubi. Gubi, Barcelona. Nihlezi ningibona ngivusa abantu abafile ngilapha abagulayo and the lame walking and all of those things. But this time around, gubi. Jesus Christ himself praying to his God and say, gube kuyangami ngabe lesitsha siyadlula. UJesu uqobo lwakhe. So if the Bible does not hide those experiences, why are we hiding our own? That's why, Emerson, when we end up becoming hypocrites. Because we always want to appear as perfect, as holy, as clean, as if nothing has ever touched us. Now we ask, good corner, now go up by Isaacon. Share your story because someone else must learn from ukubhayiza kwakho ukuze bangabhayizi ngalokubhayiza obhayiza ngakho. Are we here, Bazalwan? So stories of faith must be told. Our faith in God will always produce results, Bazalwan. If sithi sikholwa uNkulunkulu, there must be results of our faith in God. There must be things that are going to be clear, things that are going to be visible, testimonies and stories that we are going to be left with, that we have to share with other people. And we must not be quiet about those experiences, because there will be other people who are going to learn from them. Hebrews 11 verse 32. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions. By faith, and the Bible left us their stories. These are the people who shared their own experiences, and even you and I, we need to pursue that God in that way, to believe God for the supernatural things to take place in our lives, and say, God, I am not going to draw back, I am not going to pull back, but I am going to press on and believe you for breakthroughs in my life. I'm not just going to settle to be where I am and just accept that the situation is like this, because I know that to those who believe, all things are possible. So we must not tell a half-cooked story. Our testimony, Bazalwan, is not supposed to be theory. It is not just supposed to be a religious thing that we are going to try and share in order to convince people. These must be real encounters with God. We must get ourselves to a point where we are going to truly pray and believe God for breakthroughs. Don't allow yourself to be stuck in one place. Believe God. Trust God. Go out there and stretch yourself in your faith so that God can do wonders in your life. As a matter of fact, let me put it this way. God is willing to do that. That's why I'm saying he's looking for those who are willing to experience these things from him. And as long as they are going to be willing to share them with their generation and the generations to come. So I am challenging us tonight. Believe God for the impossible. I know for now you are believing God for a job, maybe. You are believing God for a financial, a smaller nyana financial breakthrough. But let me put it this way. A job is not all that God wants to give you. I'm going to say it one more time. A job is not the only thing that, because after you receive that job, then what? You will soon realize that that salary is not enough. Your needs are beyond your income. Your job is challenging. What are you going to do? Are you now going to go back and complain to God and say, "Hi, I don't want this miracle anymore"? No. Let us believe God for more. Let us approach Him and say, "God, I want to be one of those." I mean, there are records in the book of Hebrews of many people who have had supernatural encounters with God. And those stories are written for us in black and white so that God can challenge us to say, if I did it for Gideon, if I did it for David, I mean, David, the kinds of situations that he was faced with, scary things to a point of losing his own life at times, chased by a king that God promised that he's going to take over after him. But instead, he wanted to kill him. He had to escape so many times. So the question is, where is our faith today? Why don't we believe God for a story that can be captured and be shared with this generation and the generations to come? And say, "Thina simbonile uNkulunkulu. Ningasiboni si ibandla elinama screens, elinama lights, and ucabanga ukuthi we are hiding behind them." There are real things that we have seen God do in our lives. There are stories and testimonies that we can share of seeing the power of God intervening and doing things that were beyond our ability and capacity. And in your own life as well, you can do the same thing, irrespective of what kind of report you have received. Whether you have been retrenched, whether you are unemployed, there is something available for you that you can reach out to God for. And God, like I said, wants to do it. Amen. He's just waiting for us to step out in faith and believe Him. And saying, "Go say, why sit here and die? Let me just do something. I will arise and believe you. The worst thing that can ever happen is for this thing not to happen." But yeah, what if it happens? What if it happens? What if, as I rise up and believe God, and truly what I am believing God for happens? You know, I've realized that as a Bazalwane, we find it difficult to believe good things for ourselves. That God wants to do great things in our lives. We find it hard. We find it hard, Bazalwane. We find it. That's why we meet certain crazy situations and we choose to step back and say, "Okay, it's fine. God, I don't have to bother you with this one. It's okay. I will live with it." But no, no, no. God wants to perform a miracle. Don't we realize that most of the people that Jesus performed miracles in their lives, He would end it with saying, "Your faith has made you whole." What does that mean? They took a step of faith and reached out to Jesus Christ and said, "I am going to believe you for a miracle." A blind man shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And as you are sitting listening to me tonight, what area of your life where you want Jesus to have mercy on you? And not to wait for me to come with some miracle from a mountain. Stretch out your faith yourself and possess that miracle for yourself. The woman with the issue of blood, Jesus was not even planning to pray for her. It was not in his schedule that I'm going to pause and pray for this woman. But this woman heard that Jesus was coming. What did she say? "If I can touch the hem of his garment." Remember, before then, because he touched the hem of the garment. This woman developed her own faith and said, "I'm going to risk it all. I'm going to risk being killed. I'm going to risk being stoned. Because if people can find out that I have this condition and I am in public, where's part of it to touch Jesus?" So it was a do or die kind of a situation. And she stepped out. Guess what? Jesus asks, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" They say, "But Jesus, I mean, lay nile is around Jesus. As long as I'm tinta, I'm tinta without faith, without aim, without purpose." And they're saying, "But what do you mean, who touched you? Because song is a tintile. No, I felt virtue leaving my body." Can you be able to touch Jesus in this tonight, Bazalwane, in a manner that will say to him, "I felt virtue leaving my body"? Somebody has received a miracle. Somebody has received a breakthrough. You don't have to wait for him to do anything. You can reach out and say, "Maunga ngendluli Jesu. I'm believing you for something big and something great. I need a story that I can be able to share with my children and the next generation. The Bible says by faith, these people, they did many things, great things. Build something that will give you a story. Build a life that is going to give you a testimony, a story to share. I don't know what was the reason. The higher they go, they refer to them as stories. The building is 3-story high. The building is 5 stories high. In other words, the greater things you build in your life, the higher the level of stories you are able to tell. Because as you are building, there are learning experiences. You are dealing with many people. You are solving many problems. You are believing God for breakthroughs, for miracles, where you are struggling. You don't have resources. You continue to build. You build your life. You build your marriage. But the more you press on, the more you have a story to tell. To say, emshatweni wami ngimbonile uNkulunkulu. Just do your marriage in a manner that will give you a testimony to share to the next generation. And say, in this marriage, I've seen God. And say, in this family, I have seen God. In this business, I have seen God. Because I believed Him even when circumstances were beyond my control. But I did not stop believing. Because God wants to give you a story to tell, to share with somebody. There must be something that when you share, people must be left amazed. They'll be like, wow. When other people are saying theoretically, miracles are no longer for today, you can lift up your hand and say, hey, I've experienced a miracle in my life. Here's what I have seen God do in my life. We need to go back to believing in that way, Bazalwane. Having that raw faith of just believing God. God has already settled it that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above we can ever ask or think. The question is, how much more are we going to believe God for? Ask God for the grace, for the wisdom, and say, God, help me. Ugwaka inkamba beibuza. I mean, if there can be somebody kulezindles la, ogwa manje mhlamba ikindle sikhuluma ngayo, but if there can be somebody who can all of a sudden aphakamise amabonda aye phezulu akhe isithabathaba, like how my wife will put it, all of a sudden we will start talking. We wonder ukuthi uthathephi man. We wonder ukuthi uthwele ngani. Because we are saying to ourselves, this person cannot do what he is doing in his own personal strength. There must be something. So tina as abazalwane, CPs is complaining abantu abathwele. Iya nawe kuNkulunkulu wakho uyothwala. How can tina CPs iswayini? Go to your God and ask for this power. The Bible says once He has spoken, it was David speaking, and twice I have heard that power belongs to God. Our God is great. Our God is powerful. We can go to Him for power. And say, Nkosi, mangiphekela lento izongihlula ngamandla wami. Cela unginike amandla wakho so that I can be able to do it. Give me strength and grace to build something significant that will leave people talking. Let me tell you, for as long as, Bazalwane, you are not ready, you are not ready to build anything great. Because abantu abakhulumi ngento na story. Fanele wakhinto vele ezo ulinde ukuthi abazokhuluma manje. Bayeze bazokhuluma, because that is what God wants. He wants people to be aware. Ukuthi usemsebenzini empilweni yakho. Bazalwane, don't just settle and be stuck and be safe. And say to yourself, you know what, I'm fine. I'm okay. Ngizobekezela. Ngobekezela. Jesu ngobekezela. Ake ubekezelele mhlambe ezinye izinto ezikhona mhlambe, but khona ezinye that you must rise up and say, God, I am believing you for something great because I know that you are able to do it. Ake sibekezelele ukuseva uNkulunkulu as He demands it, but not to tolerate things that the enemy is doing in our life, just to press us down, to frustrate us, to confuse us. No, let us believe God, let us trust God. so that God can be able to do what he wants to do in and through our lives. Listen to what the Bible says in Luke chapter number 9 from verse number 7. When Herod Antipas, the ruler of Galilee, take note, heard about everything Jesus was doing. He had stories about Jesus. And that did not sit well with him. The Bible says he was puzzled. Some were saying that John the Baptist had been raised from the dead. And Herod responds in verse 9 by saying, I beheaded John. You can't tell me that he rose from the dead, Herod said. He said, and then he says, so who is this man about whom I hear such stories? And he kept trying to see him. He wanted to know, who is this man that I keep on hearing such stories about him? Can it be something that is happening in our lives that people who have never heard about Jesus and what he can be able to do and who he is, all of a sudden will develop interest? And Tina, we believed that this was just fiction and a long time ago. How come this person is still talking about Jesus even today? The Bible says he kept on trying to see him. Let me just, who are going to decide to come to church because of the stories we have heard. I mean, they have heard from us about Jesus Christ. That Lord, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still at work. He does not change. So that our families, friends, colleagues, they will hear of these stories and say, we want to meet this man. Because of the stories they've been hearing you share. Why are we quiet, Bazalwane? Tell somebody, share your experience with Christ. It's the very simplest thing to do. Like I said in the morning, it is your own personal experience with Jesus Christ. No one can dispute it. May there be people who are going to desire to encounter Jesus because of the stories that we are sharing. Our life stories, Bazalwane, a testimony that must be shared from one generation to the next generation. The story of our encounter with Jesus Christ is the greatest and the ultimate story or ultimate account that can ever be told. But take note, Bazalwane, my story without his story is just another tale. I'm just sharing his into, but as soon as I bring Jesus in the equation, I will get a generational testimony that will be told. I mean, abo Cain nabo Abela, izinto ezabenzakalela zenzeka nini? A long time ago, to this day, we are still hearing about their testimonies. To this day, we are using them to stir up our own faith. To stir up and to encourage ourselves and say to ourselves, you know what? We want the world to know what Jesus is capable of. Let me tell you this. Our stories will open doors for us at a time when we need it. I want to share this account from scripture that you might be aware of. In 2 Kings from chapter 8 from verse 1. It says, Elisha had told the woman whose son he had brought back to life, take your family and move to some other place, he said. For the Lord has called for a famine on Israel that will last for 7 years. So the woman, Uyalalela, did as the man of God instructed. Can you imagine when a prophet comes and say, you need to move for the next 7 years? Uzoshubala. I wonder if we can be able to do that today. If I can come, jengelini langitba ebazalwane, unkulunkulu khulume nami. South Africa, we need to just wrap up everything and move to, let's send you away to Botswana. Ningata, I want to say, I could like a much. So this woman, the Bible says, did as the man of God instructed her. She took her family and settled in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. After the famine ended, she returned to the land of the Philistines. Hear this. And she went to see the king about getting back her house and land, because she left abruptly. She had to leave behind her land. She had to leave behind her house. Now she's back after 7 years. Utareng yobo ninkos. Areng yobo ninkos. Sibonu kuti aliko iplan angangenzela lona na. As she came in, take note, the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God. The king had just said, tell me some stories about the great things Elisha has done. And Gehazi was telling the king about the time Elisha had brought a boy back to life. At that very moment, the mother of the boy walked in to make her appeal to the king about her house and the land. At that moment, when this man is sharing a story of her life, God sets up this occasion to say, "Akusebenzelane kube okuhle." And while she walks in, all of a sudden Gehazi says, "Look, my lord, the king." Gehazi exclaimed, "Here is the woman now, and this is her son." In other words, here's the proof of the story that I am sharing. Here are the results. Here is the living testimony. In other words, lento engishoyo is not just theory. Nangu ngena at this moment. The king asked her, "Is it true?" And she told him the story. Listen, so he directed one of his officials to see that everything she had lost was restored to her, including the value of any crops that had been harvested during her absence. What orchestrated this breakthrough? Her story. In other words, the king was not even going to entertain her. Akamugati ngahamba ngashiya umuzi la 7 years ago. Can it be that there are many of us sitting here? God is waiting for us to share our victories with God, the miracles we have experienced, our salvation experience, in order for Him to restore what we have lost. I love it because it says this woman, even the value of the crops. During her absence, there was famine vele anyway. But inkosi gave an instruction. And say, calculate and good gube beka kona, chali la vuna atengisa, ngabe wenze malini, and restore it back to her. But what triggered that breakthrough? The story of her life. A story of her life. What's your story with God? That's my question. Many of us, bazalwane, siyathemeleza when it comes to telling our story. Indaba yethu ayiko straight. Uthi Brenda Fassi, hi. Indaba yami straight. Ayifuni ruler. Kanti wena number mani. Angisafuni na ex. Even u Brenda, indaba yakhe be straight. U Brenda Fassi, well, usho njalo yena. But angikhosho. But indaba yakhe uthi yena is straight, ayifuni ruler. But we, as the children of God, we need to get our stories straight. Because the world today is looking for evidence that is for Jesus. Remember, back then, kule scriptures isifundile, they were looking for evidence that was against Jesus. They were looking for evidence that is going to give them a reason to crucify him. And they gave people a chance to say, "Kuluma nangu kon. Mangabe kufanele abulawe lo muntu. Yini story ngasisho?" And the Bible tells us that they came up with the story. We heard him say, and the Bible calls it a false witness. We heard him say that he's going to destroy this temple and he's going to rebuild it after 3 days and so forth and so on. The Bible says, but even then, they couldn't get their stories straight. Indaba yabo beyingahlangani. But take note, they wanted ukunikeza ubufakazi obu against uJesu. But today, God is looking for witnesses. Abazofakazela lento uJesu athu yiyo. Makathi ngingumaluso muhle. God is looking for people who are going to be true witnesses and come forward and lift up their hands. Singamphika uJesu njengo Peter wamphika, but isivume sithi mbonile ngimbona lapha kimi ehlanzi inhliziyo ya. Tell stories of your own personal encounters with Jesus Christ. I love it because the Bible puts it this way. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Take note the verse line. And you shall be witnesses. That's the reason why he gave us the power of the Holy Spirit. The world is doubting today that this Jesus that we are talking about saves, heals, delivers. That Jesus can set you free from addictions. Jesus can set you free from demonic oppression. Jesus can set you free from all sorts of things. The world is looking for people who are going to stand up and say, we are going to come forward and tell you ubufakazi obuyibona bona beqiniso. Sintshele how our God is true and how our God is alive. Tonight, bazalwane, I'm here to challenge us. Let's get our story straight. What is your story with Jesus? Let us go back home and work on these bits and pieces. Ihlangane indaba yethu and get our story. Sithini ngalo Jesu? Because Herod, wathi makasizwe le story, he was intrigued about Jesus. He said, who is this man? But unfortunately for now, many of our stories are still ambiguous. Sikhuluma okunye, senza okunye. Stories ethu asihlangani. Namhlanje siyafakaza esontweni. Hey, sasa impilo ibheka le. Ubufakazi bethu buyaphikisana nempilo. Let us get our story straight, bazalwane. Do we want to walk with this Jesus? Do we want to truly see him save us, deliver us, set us free? Do we want to see him do all of those things that he says he can do in his word? Can we be those who are going to raise up our hands and say, God, I am willing to stretch myself and to believe you for greater things, to believe you more. And I promise that I am not going to be quiet. I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to be the first one who ophakamisa izandla. Mhlazana uJesu akwestionwa out there, I'm going to be the one who's going to raise up his hand and say, I have a story to tell you. Here is my encounter with the Lord. Here is where my life was. Here are what I was struggling with. But after I encountered Jesus, here is the story of my life. Here is the reality of my life. I guess we learn bazalwane and get our story straight. When they turn their backs on us, they will say, "Bona siyabezwa, but asibezwa." But these are the people. Angithi izwe linokusithusa ngokuthi sithi bathi about us le inkinga abadlula kuzo nathi sidlula kuzo. But we must be bold enough to let them know ukuthi masidlule izintweni ezinzima njalo siyanqoba. Because thina umehluko is that we have a strong tower. We have a place of refuge. We have a God that we can run to. When asikwazi ukuthi uthembeni mawudlula ezintweni kona siyavuma, nathi siyagula, nathi siyashonelwa, nathi siyaxoshwa emsebenzini, nathi we have financial struggles, but here is a difference. Sino Jesu oyinqaba yethu esingabalekela kuye, owumpheme wokuphephela. The righteous, the Bible says, run to him and they are safe. That is our story. And we need to get it straight. We must not be questioned when we are sharing our testimony, when we are trying to be witnesses of the great power and the great miracles of God. Asking us hlekisi ngezwe bazalwane. Where they are going to laugh at us and say, how wena futhi. Let's get our story straight. See, pile lento in a true sense. and say, I am going to stand for the truth. I'm going to be the one. As a matter of fact, I am even going to acknowledge my mistakes. When they raise my mistakes in the world, I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to tell a different story simply because sengibanjiwe. But I'm going to say, yes, I acknowledge I did fail in that area. But my God, He was able to pull me out of that situation. That's why even today, I have this testimony. I have this story that, let us go back. Some of us, we are sitting here. Is ndaba yetu haiko straight. Asizazi noma siyabuya, noma siyaya. Asizazi, esontweni spila like this, M7zini spila like that, in the community spila like that. That's why our story is not straight. Can we be those who are going to say, Lord, I'm willing to stand for the truth. No matter how challenging and frustrating and how difficult, I'm going to make sure that I see your hand in my life. I'm going to see your miracles in my life. I love how Jacob insisted when the Bible says he wrestled with God. And God asked him, what's your name? Who are you? Jacob, I'm not going to let you go until you leave a blessing behind. In other words, he was saying, I've seen that we are able to bless. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to continue wrestling with you. I'm going to fight for my breakthrough. I'm going to fight for my life so that I can now have a testimony and be a witness. I want to be able to share with another generation that when they are going through stuff in their lives, I can be one of those who are going to say, I was there and I engaged the word of God. And here's how I rose up and believed God and trusted God. Here's how I prayed. Here's how I prepared myself. Here's how I fasted. Here are the books I read. Because in that story, there is power that can be able to position that person for a miracle. Amen. Let us believe God. Utini uchapez. Says, bless me indeed. In other words, he was saying, I don't want my story to be a theory. Angibusi sege kubonakale. Uthi Malachi chapter number 3. Uthi the nations will call you blessed. So in other words, I don't have to impose myself to my friends and to my families to tell them how blessed I am. They must confirm that indeed, surely the Lord has done great things for you. We can see it clearly in your life. Ukuthi lo Jesu omlandelayo. Asingakhulumisi uJesu amanga. Let us be true witnesses. Laba bafakazela into engekho. Bazama ukupheka istory singekho. But lithi iBhayibheli inkosi yezwa ukuthi no, le story sona bayazama ukuthi ngisikholwe but asihlangane. But what if nathi sinikwa ithuba of sharing our account? The question is, what are we going to say? When you tell people that you are saved, what kind of story will follow? What kind of experiences that you are going to share? Bazalwane, asibuyeleni and reclaim his story. And find ourselves in his story and say to Umoya Ngcwele, show me where I went wrong. Help me to get my story straight. Help me to just trust you for miracles. Asivumeni bazalwane. Kunezinto ezinzima in our lives. Situations that are beyond our control. Let me put it this way. Umhlaba esiphila kuwo namhlanje. The economic outlook of things are not good. Politically, in those bege phezulu, there's no hope. And people are looking for hope. Where can they run to in times like this? Because izinto ababhekene nazo out there, they are real. Kuyimanje kuyovotwa ngey 29 zakame, asazi ukuthi kuyokwenzakalani. Kuyimanje izinto zibheke phezulu. And I think we are going to be forced to go back to God and trust Him for a life that is not going to depend on the systems of this world. So that they can look at us and say, interest rates are going high. People are losing jobs. People are losing their marriages. Nina, what's your story? What's your story? You got married young. And we saw how many other people who are young is in the Sangestang. What is your story? That's why we need to get our stories right. Last nga hambanga gate kona asbuyen bazolane siyo lungisa, so that we can have a solid story. So that when I can say to other men out there, I am a born again child of God. that when the world believes, angithi namhlanje abantu banama beliefs amaningi, they are saying ayikho indoda engachithi. Ha ha ha. A joke. Talk for yourself and leave us out of it. Because tina uJesu owasindisa. We have had that kind of a supernatural encounter that we don't even wish, we don't even consider, we don't have a desire in us. As a matter of fact, we know how to work the system of the kingdom of God to avoid any kind of an encounter that will put us in that situation. That is our story. If you have a different story, speak for yourself. But our story is different. That's Buyelen Bazalwan. Siyolungisa to say samakholwa, and in our marriage, here's how things are done. Abantu out there, they cannot operate in marriage according to godly guidelines. Kunzima. Nathi amakholwa noma umshado ubuya kuNkulunkulu sinenkani siqinile. Asizwa. That's why indaba yethu ayihlangani. Siloko sithi hayi, no, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. But indaba yethu ayihlangani because, and I love how uJesu has given the answer. I'm sure you are wondering, hi man, but mfundisi lento le deep kakhulu, complicated, but uJesu wayichazulula nje easy. When he was talking about failure in marriage to us as Christians, he puts it this way. He says, because bebambuza ukuthi how come Moses is allowed to issue the certificate of divorce while God has said he hates divorce? And Jesus says, no man, in the beginning it was not like this. He says, isimo sinje because niqinisa inhliziyo, ukhuluma nathi abazalwane. But when he's talking about us, talking to us, giving us solutions and principles, and not just in marriage, even concerning our lives, we have a tendency of thinking we have our own way of doing life. And we don't want to accommodate God to shape our story, to give us a story. We want to tell our own story without Jesus. We want to tell our story without his story. When God says, don't do this, we expose ourselves to things instead of saying, God, help me, give me the tools, give me the ability, give me the power to be able to fight off these things. Many of us sit for years that we shouldn't be sitting with today. You still have anger within you that is harboring, that has been sitting in your heart from 5-10 years ago. You are bitter. And you are busy destroying your life each and every day. The story of your life is that you are just an angry person. How about you come into the presence of God today and say, God, change my story today. May I have that supernatural encounter so that I can get my story right, so that I can go back to those who are doubting my Christianity and tell them that I used to walk with anger and bitterness in my heart, but here's how God delivered me from it. Many of us, we are struggling with many things that we shouldn't be part of. Fornication, adultery, things that God said we must flee from. Sexual impurity. We are involved in things that Jesus is no longer proud of. And our story does not make sense. Let's get our story straight. Let us go back and look for victory from God. And say, God, give me victory in this area. I'm struggling in my finances. I'm struggling in my marriage. I'm struggling in terms of my passions. Give me victory. So that I can get my story straight. Ngingakhulumi into ebandayo eshisayo. UJesu uthe he would rather have us either warm or cold, but he does not want us to be lukewarm. The story said to finally sibe straight. Sicace ukuthi simephi umthetho wethu. This world is waiting for that testimony. Nobody forced us. We decided we want to follow Jesus. We decided we now believe in Jesus Christ. Can we live accordingly? Can we then say to God, God, help me to overcome things in my life? Many of us, we are struggling even with unforgiveness. We can't forgive. We can't forgive. We are instead repeating the offenses that people have made against us. Jesus said offenses will always come. For as long as you are breathing, people are going to offend you. People are going to gossip about you. People are going to just have fun to drag your name through the mud. There are people who find joy in talking about, instead of talking about the story of their life, they are going to discuss the story of your life that they don't even know in full. Because sometimes people find joy in giving an impression that they know more about you than those people that they are talking about. Tami na nyamazi. ngimazikahle unje let me tell you slobo sam get your story straight abakhuluma abafuna ukukhuluma get your story straight one day god is going to give you a testimony ezophikisana nazo zonke le story abakhamba abahamba bazisho at some point somebody is going to say just like how they said to jesus mase bamhlabo hlangothini this man said truly this was the son of god yathi inkosi yakwazulu bazoze bathi bhuti bayeke bakhulume bazoze bavume ukuthi surely the lord has done great things wena your part is to get your story straight buyela uthi inkosi ngibonise la kufanele ngilungise khona gona kuzoba nzima I promise you that it's gonna be tough it's not gonna be easy it's gonna be tough there are many challenges I've faced in my life as a young christian fighting off things that I knew that these things are going to destroy my life my calling And I had to trust God through and through to say, I've had to look and ask for a way to escape. I'm not a perfect person. But I always had to go to God and get my story straight. Because if there's one person who knows how to straighten up your story and press a reset button, it is God himself. He says, "Izono zethu akazifihli ukuzambula the other time." He throws them away into another ocean, the sea of forgetfulness. So that when the enemy is trying to condemn you, let me tell you, in order for you to kill udosi, le condemnation usatane akunika yona, is just to simply repent from that thing accuse a lion. Just go to God and say, God, I'm aware. This is what has been happening in my life. It was not supposed to happen. Yeah. I come with a heart of repentance. I pray today that you may forgive me for all of my sins. The Bible says instantly the blood cleanses us. Instantly. It does not matter what you said or did yesterday. The blood instantly cleanses us. The Bible says the blood will also justify us. In other words, ilizo smela phambi koNkulunkulu lixoxa indaba phambi koNkulunkulu on our behalf and tell our God how our story has changed. In other words, the minute the devil wants to come back and say, "When? How can you lift up your hands? Yeah, you know what you've done." They're like, "Nah, the blood. It has gone under the blood. The only thing that will give it strength, it is when you are hiding it." And always your story is not going to correspond with your life situations and circumstances. Bazalwane, let's go back and become that generation that is going to show the world the example of becoming true Christians. Do you know ukuthi izwe alisakholwa ukuthi kukhona abazalwane beqiniso? They are questioning our story. From ebzalwaneni to ebufundisini. Many people mawuvela uthi umfundisi, they laugh at your face. They are like, "Oh wow, you are one of those." Because istory sethu is no longer straight. Indaba yethu ifuni rula. Itshekile indaba yethu. Let's go back and correct this thing and say, "God, rewrite my story. Help me to have a story and a testimony that can never be doubted and never be good. May I be like that woman, be a living proof that there was a time when God moved supernaturally, and even 7 years down the line, that testimonies of 7 years ago can still open doors for me. There can be people who can say, I mean, the king was not under any form of pressure to restore everything that she has lost. But because of the intriguing story that Gehazi was sharing in her absence, asas kuluma le story nangu yangena. Gehazi, I'm sure, was shocked to say, "Hayibo, this can't be coincidence. Ngisathi ngitshela ngale story nangu lo muntu engikhuluma ngayo. Here's the proof and here's the child." Iziphi izinto esingaqhamuka nazo? Sivele sithi, "Here's the proof. Here's my car. Here's my house. Here's my marriage. Here's my money. Here's my wisdom. Here's everything that God has done in my life. Here it is as proof that God is able." Let us not accept defeat. Asingamvumeli uSathane. And leave us angry, bitter, confused, frustrated, distressed, depressed, and not being able to experience the freedom that is available in Christ. I know that sometimes you are crying. I know that sometimes you don't have answers. But njengo Jesu, who fought at that Garden of Gethsemane, he fought even when he did not want that thing to happen in his life. But he kept on saying, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." It was dark. It was a dark hour. It begu rough. But he did not give in. The Bible says to a point that umjuluko wakhe waphenduka igazi. Fighting, warfare, fighting it off to say, I'm not going to give in. Angeke ngivume ukungibashiswa uSathane indaba yami iphele kanjalo nje ngasindiswa ngegazi likaJesu uSathane and have his way in my life and accept ukuthi ngiyoze ngife kunje. No. Today we are here to say, as I walk out of this place, I'm going to have the grace to straighten up my story. I want after this Passover to have a story that I can share as a testimony and say, yes, impilo ithe ukungishaya for the past 3 years. Ngathi ukushayisa amabonda as umzalwane engingazi noma ngiyaya noma ngiyabuya, uSathane angikhonfuzile, angikhohlisile, and I gave in. But this time around, I heard that there is an opportunity for me to rewrite my story, to straighten up my story. After this Passover, I'm going to return with a clear and a straight testimony. I'm not going to uktemeleza anymore, but I'm going to share with my neighbors, with my colleagues. I'm going to tell them, here's what has taken place. We said last week, leli pasika akungabi just the event esi attendile. Leli pasika alibe icha I encounter noNkulunkulu. To say, during the Passover of 2024, I have encountered Christ. In just a moment, we are going to make an altar call for those who have never been born again before, but even those whose story is no longer straight. But you want to make a decision to straighten up your story. Jesus is available. He has not given up on you. It does not mean because uplandarile wa mosha somewhere, he is no longer interested in you. He is still interested in your life. If you can just surrender to him and allow him to show you the greatness that he wants to do and to pull out of you. Tell God that, God, I'm tired of living my life like this. Just a substandard life, a regular life, as if I'm not filled with the Spirit of God. The Bible says, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? That the Spirit of God lives and dwells on the inside of you. Do you know how big that is? The Bible says you have an anointing who will teach you all things. That's the kind of life that we were given as Abba Zalwan. But the question is, what are we doing? Abba Zalwan, walk out with a victory. You send the SMS and end that ungodly relationship with your boyfriend. End that ungodly relationship with your girlfriend. Tell them, this is not for me. It is tampering with my story. It is causing my story to not match up. Each time I'm trying to talk about Jesus, kunalento elayicileni kwami loko ithi, hey, wena uyazimus. Just decide, namhlanje, I'm just going to walk out of this place. I'm going to straighten my story. This fornication that I've been busy with, I'm just going to put an end to it. I'm going to do it according to the word of God. I cannot continue living my life like this. I cannot be an adulterer anymore, because you cannot even share your story about Jesus Christ, because M7 Zimbaya was. This Monday, Connie, you could share a little. Next week, where's an SLSL? I'm not normal. I'm not normal. Where's an Uber? Maralo Uber okhlisayo bowugibele phambili, but uthe before ungena waqale windweni. Kukho into erongo ngalo Uber. There are questionable things about your walk with God. Let's walk out of this place with a clear and a straight story. Tell your neighbor and say, get your story straight. Makhelwane mangaba akakuzwa kahle umtshele ukuthi mzalwane mina nawe masiphuma la indaba yethu kufanele ibe straight. Fanele ngafuna iruler asibuyele siyolungisa. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. This is my story. Let's stand on our feet.
This is my song. Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
Oh, the day long. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Oh, the day, Lord. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song.
Yes,
praising
Lord.
My Savior. Praising my Savior.
One more time.
Oh, that day. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song.
My song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
My Savior. Oh, that day long. This is my story. This is my
story.
This is
my story.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
Oh, that day long.
Let's just take a minute to pray in this place. Just pray, ask God to rewrite your story, to straighten up your story today. Ukuze ubufakazi bakho bungangcoliseki. Just open up your mouth right now. The blood of Jesus Christ is at work in this place. The blood of Jesus Christ that justifies us and gave us the forgiveness of our sins. You can be set free and delivered from anger, bitterness, addictions, anything that has been keeping you in bondage. The anointing is in this room to break that yoke, to remove that burden forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, just ask him today. May our story change, oh God. Give us a new testimony. Give us a new story, oh Father. Help us, oh God, to go back and to straighten up our stories so that our friends, oh God, will hear of our story and want to know you, Jesus. Just like Herod, who heard of great things that Jesus has been doing, and he wanted to know who he is. He wanted to see him for himself. May it be a story of our life. May it be our experience, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you may set us free. That you may set us free. That you may deliver us, oh God. Father, we pray, set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Set us free, oh God, from anger, from bitterness, from stubbornness and rebellion. Oh God, we pray. You said in your word, the hearts of kings are in your hands, and you can turn them whichsoever way you desire. Tonight we give you our hearts. Take our hearts. Take our hearts. Change our story. Oh God, may we return to that place of humility, that place of obedience, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Maybe, let me start here, Barcelona, before we get to just inviting people to declare their faith in Jesus. If in your life you have things that you know you've been struggling with, it might not necessarily be seen in a sense of fornication or whatever, but you know that you've got some heart issues, anger, bitterness, strife, and yes, even if it's fornication, adultery, if you know that you are in an ungodly relationship and you know that it is tampering with your story, I'm challenging you tonight just to come to the front. And let us pray with you right now. Let us ask God and stand in the gap with you so that we can trust God together.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.